Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Hi, it's Jake Wimberly, host of The Afternoon Drive in Jackson, Mississippi, 3 to 6 each and every day, Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio 105.9 The Zone. I appreciate you listening to this interview. And you can find more college and NFL content by searching the Jake Wimberly Podcast on Apple iTunes. Also find it on the other platforms as well, where you get all your podcasting content. Also stream us every day on ESPN 105.9 The Zone at thezone1059.com, iHeartRadio, TuneIn app, and more. Be on the lookout for gaming content. Also, more college football content at CFBHourglass.com and on Twitter at Jake Wim. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you enjoy.
Shift gears real quickly. We got Joseph Lissy. GoForTheTwo.com. You can also find him on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. And he was going to tell you how you can get your hands on all of his stuff coming out. As again, Joseph has done a great job with his preview stuff. He continues to punch out. Joseph, happy Thursday. How you doing?
Doing well, Jake. I apologize on air. Got off a little bit late, but love to be talking college football for the...
No, absolutely. I appreciate you. So quickly, tell us what you're punching out this year and where people can get it as you continue to crank out your data and your information heading into the season.
Yeah, so it's the Power 5 preview. We got the Big 12, Big 10, and SEC coming up. They're out on Amazon, and we break it down in a unique way that, you know, with statistical strengths and weaknesses for every team that, you know, according to rush defense, pass defense, and obviously passing and rushing offense, that I think is pretty unique and will help people get a better gauge as to what teams are strong and could contend for division titles and, more importantly, college football playoff appearances.
So let's look at the Big 12, and we'll get you on as we move through these things when you get the SEC rolled out and such. Kind of your pecking order right off the top in the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, I think you look at Oklahoma State with Mike Gundy and obviously Oklahoma with Brent Venables in terms of both of those teams. I think they'll both be there. I give the edge to Oklahoma State and what they were able to do, obviously, in terms of the bowl win over Notre Dame. Spencer Sanders, to me, is an experienced quarterback, came on last year. And that defense, even without Jim Knowles, I mean, 56 total sacks last year, 4 per game, 26% on third down defense. I think that continues. They have a core in terms of an offense and defensive line foundation that allows them to run the football, and they have an identity now, and I think that's the biggest thing that maybe was lacking in terms of Mike Gundy a few years ago. He's really transformed his style, and they have some playmakers on the perimeter that I think can challenge for an 11-1 season. And with Brett Venables, I think that defense takes another step up, especially in run support. Dylan Gabriel, I think it will be an added benefit over where at least Spencer Rattler was at the start of the year. I think he's definitely a notch below Caleb Williams. But at the end of the day, Marvin Mims and Eric Gray are two legitimate playmakers that I think will keep Oklahoma there at 10-2 overall.
Joseph Lissy, you can find him on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. Go to GoForTheTwo.com as well. And, of course, you can grab his content on Amazon. And, of course, just search GoForTheTwo. Hey, what's your read on Texas? Is Texas back, or is this still such an unknown commodity?
Yeah, I think they're unknown. And when you go 5-7 overall, you lose 6 out of the last 7 games and allow 195 rushing yards to opposing offenses on the ground. That's a huge task to just turn around in terms of a complete 360. I mean, we'll get a really good gauge, obviously, September 10th, in Austin against the Alabama Crimson Tide. They're going to need to step up. They're going to look to outscore teams. I love Bijan Robinson. I love Xavier Worthy. But let's be honest now. What is the identity and, more importantly, the mentality of the Texas Longhorns? I mean, you run Tom Herman out of town, basically. He wins four straight bowl games, 7-3 his last year there. At the end of the day, is Sark much better right now? And I said he's on the hot seat. People think I'm crazy because, you know, obviously Arch Manning is there coming next year. They think no matter what, he's going to be there. But you go 5-7 and lose to Kansas, And what happens if they go 5-7 again? Do you want Steve Sarkisian as your head coach the year before they go into the SEC? I just don't see it. I think he's on the hot seat. And at the end of the day, I'm not buying into Texas until they do it.
Not to play spoiler here, I'm just kind of reading. I've been reading through your stuff here. Your 2022 contenders for the playoff, obviously Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, and then you feel strongly about Oklahoma State punching a ticket out of the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, I do. I mean, they were 6 inches away last year, right? I really thought that if Oklahoma State wins the Big 12 with Desmond Jackson, they made a legitimate argument over Cincinnati that was undefeated last year. I just think the body of work, how they won, and how they were able to grind out football games, especially on the road. I think if Mike Gundy does, in fact, go 11-1 this year in the regular season and becomes a Big 12 champion, I think they're going to be there. So we'll see how it plays out. Now, a lot of people selling short Oklahoma State. I think they're the most complete team this year in the Big 12.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can find him on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. Also, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 159, Carver and Lissy Tennant, 10 p.m. to midnight every night. You can find them on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Also, Utah. I'm very high on Utah. I love Utah. UCLA, you really like the Bruins.
I do. You know, here's the thing. I was very critical about Chip Kelly and UCLA last year, but they got over the hump. He was 9-15 heading into Pac-12 play last year, 8-4 overall. We saw what they did against a very physical LSU team, especially in run support. This is a front seven. When you look at it, the progression from year to year, only allowing 125 rushing yards per game to opposing offenses last year. DTR's an experienced quarterback. Zach Charbonnet comes back in terms of the physical running game. I think they could wear down teams. And keep in mind, you like Utah, they square off on October 8th in the Rose Bowl. I think that's a make it or break it game for both teams. Should UCLA get that win, I think they could be a 10 or an 11 win football team. Everybody buying in to USC. I'll take the better defense with UCLA. I took them at 12-1 to win the Pac-12 over here in New Jersey. It's 10-1 right now.
What about Baylor? What about Dave Aranda? Are they consistent enough? Do they have enough to stay where they were last year, which is basically New Year's Six, won the Sugar Bowl, beat Ole Miss? Where do you have them pegged this year?
I think a slight regression. The biggest thing for me is wide receiver depth. They have about three or four guys coming back with, you know, a handful of receptions. Treston Edner and Abram Smith move on. I think that 1-2 punch should take, you know, obviously takes a little bit out of the running game this year. Chapin is a more prototypical drop-back passer as opposed to the mobility of Bohan. And at the end of the day, you know, that defense really played lights out. Here's the problem, especially with the loss of Terrell, their vocal leader for that unit. Right now, I think he's headed in the right direction. I think he got a ton of JUCO talent in there, but I think from a schedule perspective and where they are right now, 8-4, 7-5 season to me is where I have Baylor. I don't think they're going to be able to sneak up on anybody. I think he's a fantastic coach, but at the end of the day, I think he is up against it right now, entering 2022.
I don't think anybody, you know, I don't think anybody questions Clemson's ability. And Clemson's, you know, their recruiting profile, their defense is going to be good. A lot of people, yourself included, have Clemson in the college football playoff. That would tell me that you believe that the DJU, this quarterback situation, will work itself out for Dabo Swinney.
It will, but I could change on the dime. The biggest thing with me is that I make assessments at the start of the year, and then once I watch the play in early September and October, I adjust. So, you know, all of a sudden, if I see Clemson become one-dimensional again where they can't challenge teams vertically over the top, I might make another look. I will say this in terms of the transformation from DJU to where they were a couple of years ago with Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne, and obviously Jeff Scott, their former offensive coordinator, they were very balanced. They were pounding the rock for about 230 yards per game, passing for over 200. The last 2 years, they've only rushed the football for about a buck 65. They have lack of perimeter speed on the perimeter, so that puts them into long third down situations, and that put a lot of pressure on DJU and, more importantly, the front seven in terms of run support. So they need to get back to that balance. I think they could do that this year with Brandon Streeter. His father was my college coach 1 year at Gettysburg, so I know Brandon Streeter very well. Hopefully he's more aggressive on first and second down, so we'll see how this offense performs, but that defense could play with anybody, and it's more of a sell against NC State and even some other teams in the ACC like Miami.
GoForTheTwo.com. Get his content on Amazon.com. And, of course, you can find him at SportsGrid.com. SiriusXM, Channel 159. He's Joseph Lissy. Joseph, always appreciate your time. Look, let's do it again next week. We'll get into some more of these previews as you continue to pump them out.
Yeah, let's do it, Jake. Love the show. Anytime. Thanks.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.